Thanks very much for your call, Lindsay. We'll get to Darren Gallo, the Count of Country Racing, in a moment. We're live on Radio Row here at Super Bowl 49 from Phoenix, Arizona, and the AFL Chief Executive Officer, Gil McLaughlin, who's here with many of the AFL's corporate partners and looking at some broadcasting opportunities, joins us live from Radio Row. Good to see you, Gil. Welcome.
Thanks, Hutchie. Pretty big, isn't it?
Is it your first time on Radio Row? What are your observations of how the NFL do the Super Bowl?
Oh, the scale and the partnerships they have with their players and just how they do it, it's... Yeah, you haven't seen anything like it, really, have you?
Let's leave that stuff alone for a moment. Just run us through some of the moves you were doing to 50 Cent last night on the dance floor.
I didn't know it was 50 Cent there.
It was astonishing. I've never seen the CEO of the AFL.
He got in the swing of it like everyone, which was great.
Did you have your own security, Gil, like Gary Lyon apparently was rolling with?
Yeah, Gary Lyon needed that because he's not comfortable in public areas, so he had a little cordoned off area just standing on his own with a security guard.
It's your first Super Bowl, is it, Gil? Or you've been before?
I went to Tampa Bay. It was good, but this is coming with Gatorade like this means the people I'm meeting and the meetings I've had today and the things they're able to set up has been really productive. So that it's a great way. I'm doing it a very different way this time with Gatorade, and I thank them for it because it's fabulous.
They're a brilliant sponsor, Gil, Gatorade. Gee, I reckon they've done some great things in that space.
That's good. I'm going to name drop a bit. We sat down at breakfast. I had a lunch meeting there, and I said Michael Jordan came and sat at the table next door. And the captain of the women's soccer team came up and was sat down. I mean, the athletes they have there and the people that they associate with and the people you get to meet through them are extraordinary.
That's an extraordinary name drop. Of all the name drops we've heard, you just dropped Michael Jordan on the table 2 minutes in.
I was very casual. I didn't really know who he was. I heard him.
I'm on holidays. I need to talk about the broadcast rights. James Hurd, leave us alone, Mick. The Super Bowl continues to grow every year, Gil. What learnings do you think the AFL can get out of it? I mean, obviously the broadcast deal continues to go, the size. One of my pet frustrations, as you know, in the AFL system has been the accessibility of players. You look around here and there's players and coaches from all teams making themselves available all day, every day. All the teams are available every day in press conferences. It is a different world of accessibility, and it's a bigger business than the AFL. Do you think there's some learnings around opening the game up even further?
I think there is. The one thing you take out of coming around here is they're actually celebrating all 18 teams, all the players. So there's as many, all the clubs are represented here, and the focus really is not about the Patriots and about the Seahawks in this function. There is a bit, but
this is all the fan experience, isn't it?
And it's about all 32 teams over here. And there are, if you look around, then it's all about aspects of the game and celebrating different parts of it, not really about the specific two teams that made it. I think that's quite an insight in the way, obviously it's about the two competing teams in this grand final, but it has been a journey and there's been 18 teams playing all year and all of Australia watches it. And I think maybe celebrate it, how we do that, I don't know. But that's an insight I've sort of taken out of today.
You are moving the AFL world into a more fan experience space on game day. Do you think there's some... which clubs will be the more aggressive on that in 2015, do you think? Like we saw Port Adelaide take a lead on it last year. And what are the things you've perhaps observed in your brief time here which could be brought back to Australia and have an influence on game day?
Well, I think the point is it has to be unique to the clubs. And I don't think you can manufacture it. It has to be taking and growing something that's part of the history, whether it's jacket waving at Essendon or different stuff like that. But, there's going to be clubs already know are going to be very progressive. I know Collingwood are going to come out strongly, I think. Carlton have been making a big push. So I think all of the clubs, apparently Essendon, are very advanced about what they're going to be doing with a focus on the Essendon experience of their game. So I know all the clubs are working at it. What the execution looks like, I'm not sure.
They're going to have a marching band of Supreme Court lawyers walking around the Bombers on the field and just take advantage of the fees that they're paying at the moment. This show's not a serious tone, but we will ask you while you're here. What your reaction yesterday to the High Court decision being squashed by James?
It was obviously a... given the decision was made the first time, it was a long shot and it was what it was. I really don't want to comment on it too much, Hutchie, other than to say, like everyone now, I mean, this is about the tribunal decision. That's the focus. That's where it's sort of we've been looking anyway for the last weeks.
Can you give the listeners any idea when we can see an end to this? No matter where you are in footy, whether in the media, the public, the players, whatever, you just want the thing to finish. However it's resolved is irrelevant to us. We just want it finished. When can you see that coming to fruition?
There's a timeline that came out yesterday and I think is now public that it'll be the formal part of the things will be done by 18th of Feb. And then it's going to be about how long it takes to make a decision. There are other things that play after whether people appeal or not or whatever the decision might be. So, I mean, all I would say is that I hope everyone knows that we all want this thing finished, a decision made, and we want a game to move on and start and focus about, you know, what's going on the field. And I think everyone wants that, and no, you know, we want it as much as our fans.
Last one on that. Do you think the Bombers will be all Essendon players will be allowed to play in the NAB Challenge if it's not resolved?
Not gonna get into all that.
Come on.
I don't really care, to be honest.
Like, honestly, I'm your detox in New York was like, went well.
Oh, whack.
Just having a look at you.
Detox.
Hasn't been my week, Gil. Thanks for just throwing another one into
the extraordinary sort of health and cleansing program you've gone on.
Hey, listen, they're not miracle workers, right?
He's put on 6 kegs.
Yeah, I thought you were going to lose 6, not add.
What's that joke? One of the Jenny Craig diet and lost $400 in 6 weeks?
Yeah. we played golf the other day, course record there. 6 hot dogs on the front 9. Magnificent.
It's pretty hard not to put on weight in this town. Like, everywhere you go, there's someone's trying to flog you something that's bad for you.
We've got the AFL CEO, Gil McLachlan, who's wandering around Radio Row here. There's about 300 global radio stations around the world, about 50 television outlets, all in the one area. It's absolutely magnificent. Before that, you go, the grand final entertainment, you're going to have a look at Katy Perry this weekend, of course.
We've got a meeting with her management this afternoon.
Have you?
See if
yep.
we can do a 2-in-1 year.
Rihanna...
For clarification, it's complete rubbish.
Will you, will you lift the bus here? I mean, I don't think... Ed Sheeran sold the most global records in the world last year, and yet on grand final day we didn't quite get the it was fantastic, but we didn't quite get the noise about it. Maybe our culture's not suited to a big music act on grand final day.
You
or
know
not.
What it is? It's daytime. It doesn't work as well in daytime, yep. which means for that sort of stuff to actually get some traction, we need Twilight Grand Final.
Are you a supporter of Twilight Grand Final?
Absolutely. The quicker the better.
Yeah, I am too. Absolutely no brainer.
Just to embellish the experience.
It's about the game, isn't it? Twilight game, just so you can see some fireworks. Well done.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm a bit with figures here. The game's first, and that should be positioned there rather than what's going to deliver you the best pre-match.
Why is the game worse at Twilight? Why is it affected in any way the time it's played?
I just think, other than tradition. I'm not saying that we wouldn't look at it or whatever, but the conditions are different in Twilight as opposed to tonight as opposed to day. So, you know, I'm a bit of a traditionalist at heart, and we've been playing in that slot, and that's our day's been built around that. A lot of traditions have been built around that, and I sort of like that.
Well, Andrew left you a very strong legacy, but obviously Meatloaf wasn't one of them, so you're coming for pretty low base. You could roll out the Deltones or Boom Crash Opera or the Choir Boys, and you'd be a step ahead. So have a look around the weekend, see how you go among the American music acts. Enjoy your time here on Radio Row, and thanks for swinging by.
Well done for being here, lads. Thank you. Thanks for having us, and we'll see you over the next couple of days.
Gil McLachlan, the AFL CEO, joining us. A little bit of a drive-by he gave to the... I liked it.
He was spot on.
I wouldn't have gone personal. Unprofessional, I would have thought.
especially Doc, given that you have been attacked personally this morning.
No, thank you.
Up next, Doc's first girl from 43 years ago. Joins the program. Plenty more to come from Radio Row, for McDonald's, the big deluxe brekkie roll for Maggers is back. Just became a Maggers morning person. And for Holden, the Holden home ground advantage, helping grassroots sport grow. This is Off the Bench right around Australia.